fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day.
Good afternoon and welcome to the second hour of the John Moore Show on Sunday, the 20th day of January, 2008. Welcome to the show. I was listening to Barry Sadler there singing that song that was the number one hit in 1966. And he says at the beginning of the show that the song, I should say, that 3 out of 100 applicants for a special forces pass, which that is the way it was back in the 60s, 3% of those who attempted to get in past all the criteria. But you need to keep in mind that that was from the regular army, where you've already eliminated half the males in the population. You could not even get into the regular army because of their intelligence, criminal record, health, whatever it might be. So the true percentage is probably more like 1% of American males would be qualified to get into the U.S. Army Special Forces. And those days were long gone. I say long gone because at point in time, the minimum, not the lowest IQ was 120. That was the lowest. And only men need apply. A friend of mine, a West Point graduate, he was the executive officer on an A-team I was on. He was in the special forces at Fort Bragg when the first women graduated from the qualification course. It was a, quite frankly, a dark day in the history of special forces. He interviewed the instructors in the qualification course. The instructors were ordered to pass the women. They were told that the women will pass the qualification course. That was their instructions. That was their orders, and it was not optional. Under normal circumstances, there are no women, virtually no women, who would have the physical stamina and the mental toughness to pass the Special Forces qualification course. With that said, we'll take our first break and be back right after the break. Stay tuned.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's energy-swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
And now here's more of John Moore on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
All right, we're back, guys. John, we're back. This is J.R. Moore. It is Sunday, the 20th day of January, 2008, third show of this year, 2008. Let's talk about preparedness. I know that's your passion. That's why you listen every week. It's my passion, obviously. It's why I do this. Something I haven't talked about much is being cost-effective in your preparedness. Being cost-effective in your preparedness. Most of us aren't going to have a warehouse full of the latest and greatest, most expensive, high-tech toys that could be purchased for any given aspect of preparedness. Most of us simply can't do that. I know I can't. That would be a nice ability to have, but very few of us have it. So you're left with prioritizing, getting the most important things first, and doing so in the most economic manner possible. Let's talk about some of those ways. First of all, what do you really need? Depends on how comfortable you want to be, quite frankly, and what your physical abilities are and how much money you got to spend. And we're talking here long-term preparedness in a long-term crisis where you want to provide yourself and your loved ones with adequate food, shelter, clothing, defensive items, and so forth, transportation. Out here in the Ozarks where I live, it's a tough place to make a living. You know, the terrain is not agreeable for row crops, corn, wheat, soybeans. You know, only a fool would attempt to do that on a scale down here. You can have a small field of corn, but that's about it. When I say small, maybe 100 acres, that would be a huge corn field down where I am. So the tradition in these Ozark Hills is for people to have subsistence gardening, fruits and vegetables, fruit trees, chickens, geese, goats, sheep, cattle, horses, both for riding and for pulling wagons or pulling logs out of the woods, as the case may be. You can still drive down these highways and see small frame homes that were built before World War II for maybe $1,000 worth of material. When I say small, we're talking 400 or 500 square feet. Three rooms and a path, as we used to say. A small kitchen, a small living room, a bedroom, and a path to the outhouse. There is literally thousands of these homes still out here in the Ozarks. Most people in the Ozarks now have homes that have electricity, hot and cold running water, and flush toilets. Thank you very much. It is possible, however, to live a good life, a healthy life, a clean life, and not have hot and cold running water or a flush toilet. It certainly is possible to do that. And many hundreds of thousands of people for centuries have done so, including right here in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. If you've never gone to sleep in a room that wasn't air-conditioned or heated to 72 degrees Fahrenheit with clean cotton sheets or silk sheets, as the case may be, you may not know that such a thing is possible and still be comfortable. If you've never used an outhouse, you may not know that such a thing can be done in a sanitary fashion. Out here in these hills, most items people need are very simple. There's ways to get these items inexpensively, farm auctions, estate auctions. Many of the implements that were in daily use on these farms and ranches out here are sold at these farm auctions, hand tools, appliances, equipment, usually for a tiny fraction of what they would go for new, a tiny fraction, 5 or 10 cents on the dollar for what they would go for new. And of course, you need a base of knowledge. If you've never raised chickens, never had a vegetable garden, or took care of fruit trees, or heated with wood. These are all things that can be learned, need to be learned, should be learned. I'm basically a city boy. You know, I've got some experience as a soldier, but soldiers don't raise vegetable gardens as a general rule. My lovely wife, Dr. Moore, she has an undergraduate degree in horticulture. So she certainly is the gardening person in our family. And I refer to her base of knowledge when it comes to that expertise. Most of what goes on these ranches and farms out here is routine work of taking care of animals, animal husbandry as the case may be, doing repairs to buildings, repairing fences, cutting up firewood, burning off the fields in the spring or in the fall. That's an Ozark tradition. You just burn them up, burn over these fields. And quite frankly, if you have two fields, one that's been burned off and one that hasn't, the one that's been burned off is going to have greener grass faster in the spring than the one that hasn't been burned off. I've seen this firsthand. Absolutely it will. And, of course, less bugs and other bothersome things. burned off field as opposed to the field that hasn't been burned up. So it's an Ozark tradition. People burn off their yards, burn off their woodlots, and so forth, their fields around here. Equipment maintenance. Most farmers, it doesn't matter whether they're up in Iowa or down here in the hills of the Ozarks, spend most of their time operating, maintaining, and repairing equipment. That's what most farmers do and ranchers do most of the time. Operating, maintaining, and repairing equipment. Tractors, brush hogs, pickup trucks, and on and on and on, depending on where they are and what they've got. Mechanical skills, the skills of a welder, being able to change a tractor tire or a truck tire on your own, that's a good skill. Fix a flat on your own. Change out a water pump or an alternator or change out a battery. These are all things that men my age grew up learning how to do because we had to. If I didn't know how to do those things, I didn't have a car. I couldn't afford to pay a mechanic to do it, so I was self-taught to do tune-ups and change out all the things that I was mentioning, starters, alternators, water pumps, and so forth. I mean, my buddies all did that. This is part of being a teenager in America in the 1960s and before. My son-in-law, a fine young man, I don't think he's changed a spark plug in his life. Most young men in their 20s and 30s in America have not. That's a tragedy, in my opinion. So when it comes to preparedness, you need skills. You need the ability to learn what you need in terms of equipment and supplies, how to acquire those equipment and supplies in the least expensive manner, how to maintain and repair those pieces of equipment, and so forth. You need all those things. So we talked about estate sales. Let's talk about other things. Flea markets. There's church sales. There's thrift shops. All these places where you can find items that would be very useful in a long-term survival situation. I really like thrift shops. I'm not embarrassed at all to go inside a thrift shop and buy a plastic trash bag full of excellent quality serviceable boots, for example. 20 pairs of boots for $10 at this one thrift shop I go to. Seriously, 20 pairs of boots for $10, 50 cents a pair. If you're going shopping for good quality outdoor boots, you know, work boots, you know what I'm talking about is an extreme bargain. I'm not necessarily buying them for myself, but I know at some future date I could have grandchildren or loved ones that may need this specific foot gear because what they've got isn't adequate or is worn out. Excellent barter items, by the way. Fabricating boots is not something you're going to do very easily and very well. Now, making Ho Chi Minh sandals out of Michelin tires is one thing. And it's probably still done in Southeast Asia. You basically cut out the size you want and make attachments to strap it onto your feet. But making the kind of boots that we're used to doing, fabricating those, is something that almost nobody's going to be able to do successfully. So factory-made boots is something that would be highly desirable in the future. And if you're going to a thrift shop, very cheap to get now, one of the ideal barter items, absolutely an ideal barter item, along with salt. I've mentioned this before. I'll mention it again. Human beings cannot live without salt. Do I hear the music? I do. We got a break coming up. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
J.R. Moore, it's Sunday, the 20th of January, 2008. Before the break, I was talking about one of the ideal long-term storage and virtually perfect barter items, that's salt. I've talked about this before, but we've always got new listeners, and this is information that could be a huge advantage and step up for you. Barter items, that's something you can trade for, that you have for something you don't have that you need. That's a barter item. You could be trading for a physical thing. You could trade for a tire for your pickup truck, or you could trade for services like dental work from a dentist. That's barter. A barter item is something that you would have, keep, store in advance for some future usage. The ideal barter item is something that's very, very, extremely cheap right now. Easy to get and cheap right now. Easy to store, not subject to any damage by extreme cold, not subject to damage by extreme heat, and bugs don't want to bother it and it won't rust. That's salt, ladies and gentlemen, salt. Salt is cheap, cheap, cheap to buy right now. You buy salt in quantity in 20-pound or 50-pound bags or in barrels, you're going to be paying pennies per pound, literally pennies per pound, iodized salt for human consumption, pennies per pound right now. There's historical records about salt being used as money. Oh, yeah, salt has been used as money in the past. And at some future date, it easily could be used as money again. Prepackaged salt would be a really handy barter item, packaged in one-pound containers, like you find at your grocery store, or five-pound bags, whatever it might be. That would be a really handy thing, because it would be a known quantity of a known substance already prepackaged, and that would give any potential buyers some peace of mind about what they were getting. And it would be something that they could use or keep for barter themselves. Cases and cases of prepackaged salt. I don't care what you do. You might be a pensioner living on Social Security or a forklift driver or work in a car wash. You can afford to buy salt. Anybody can afford to buy salt. It may not be as much for one as for another, but you can buy some salt. So that's an excellent barter item, and we'll move on from that topic to something else here. And that's something.
Listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
You've got an inside corner on the truth, thanks to John Moore and the Republic Broadcasting Network. To talk to John Moore live on the air, call 1-800-313-9443.
air changes with rising ocean levels and 200 mile an hour winds and the coronal mass eruption, number one. The worldwide economic collapse, number two. The bird flu pandemic, number three. And number four is?
About 15 years ago, my team was some of the former military members of the Psychic Spy Unit. We were at the Defense Intelligence Agency at that time. I've replaced all my military members with a civilian team now because the techniques have evolved. Now we teach very sophisticated techniques that we didn't have access to in the old days. At any rate, we were looking over the horizon at big events, one in terms of indicators and warning, things that people should know what's coming in terms of over-the-horizon dangers. And one of the things we were interested in as a team and what we targeted using our techniques was the next use of a nuclear weapon in anger, where there would be mass casualties. We explored this. And what we saw, and this, again, this was more than 12, 13 years ago, what we saw was a scenario on the Korean Peninsula where a nuclear weapon was popped on the peninsula by the North Vietnamese. I'm sorry, by the North Koreans, by the DPRK.
Wrong one. Go ahead.
Now, the perfect storm is now brewing there, where China is saying they have a plan, they're ready to go in and stabilize the North because they're afraid that their former friend is a little bit erratic, to say the least. So you've got the North Korean leader now, who's psychotic and paranoid to begin with, surrounded on all sides by the hated United States, South Korea, and now China, their former best ally. So this sets the stage. It's the perfect storm for the use of almost a doomsday machine for them to pop this thing, a psychotic leader to pop one of their at least three nuclear weapons on the ground. They don't have a delivery method, as you know. They don't have a
two-ton truck.
They're going to put it on a two-ton truck. That's right. Or what we've described, actually, it appears that the weapon that they're going to use is in one of the underground tunnels that connects North Korea to South Korea.
Yeah, well, these tunnels exist, and at least one or more have been discovered, and we don't know how many have been undiscovered.
Oh, there are many, actually. One of my projects in the military was to help look for the tunnels.
Oh, boy. And when we say tunnels, we're talking tunnels big enough to drive a truck or two trucks past
each other,
aren't we?
That's correct. Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Huge, huge tunnels. Amazing. Well,
I have my own, in addition to teaching publicly, I have my own intelligence organization. I started it when I retired from the military. It's called the Matrix Intelligence Agency, and I'm an associate director, an executive director of this. One of the reasons this exists is to track nuclear terrorists and to describe nuclear terrorist threats, because having been at celestial levels of intelligence myself, the Office of Secretary of Defense, and I reported direct to the White House, I'm telling you that we do not have the wherewithal, no matter how much money is dumped into a program, to be able to find and locate the sum of all fears types of devices that are going to come into this country. We're using the methods that we do, remote viewing, is the only game in town. It's one of the reasons I stuck with this for so long.
Whoa. Breathtaking, Ed. Absolutely breathtaking.
Well, you don't want to know the rest because you'll stay awake at night. You won't be able to sleep. So we leave that to us. That's the reason this organization exists. And the bad guys
know. You mean
know,
there's more you haven't told us?
I don't want to go into all the technical details. The bad guys know about us, and they know that we're watching them. We cut our teeth side by side with the Drug Enforcement Agency by practicing where all the hidden drugs were aboard ships or on sleds towed behind, that kind of thing, then sending the DEA agents on the ship using a welding torch, cutting out the metal where the cocaine was hidden inside the ship, or doing those things. We cut our teeth on that so that we can now be certain about where the parts of a nuclear weapon are and the people that would be the perpetrators to use this against the U.S.
They would use the same methods of concealment. Is that what you're trying to tell us?
No, I'm saying that my team, over the years, we practiced by locating specifically targets. Our targets now are
okay.
The components
okay.
that would
you.
Make up a device, but we practice using drug shipments.
I'm with you. Well, don't lose the phone number of the Marines or the Delta, so when you find these things, you can tell these boys.
No, we're connected. There's things I can't talk about, obviously, on the air.
Obviously.
We know who to call.
Well, good.
John, you still there?
Unlike the FBI, we didn't pay their
John, you're cutting in and out. It sounds like you have a Bluetooth or something like that. You're cutting in and out.
It's just the electronic thing. A couple of days ago, there was a mainstream news story about the FBI had a number of wiretaps of Islamic terrorists that were turned off because they didn't pay their phone bill.
I'm aware.
It sounds like the government, right?
The Keystone Cops.
Well, I'll tell you, since J. Edgar Hoover died, it's been downhill all the way for them boys. They try their best. I know some of these men and women, and they're patriots, and they do their best they can. But God bless them. I mean, too bad J. Edgar Hoover could not have lived longer. But
the irony for me is that I've been able to serve my country better on the outside than on the inside. That gives you some insight into the system, because we can operate, we can run rings around an institution that has to move slowly and get rubber stamped from one point to the next. We don't, as a private intelligence agency, we don't have to worry about that. Being politically correct.
I concur. As a young intelligence analyst in Vietnam, I came to the conclusion that if I years in that career, I would be working with co-workers to generate good quality intelligence and good quality intelligence products that would be not made use of by the powers that be. And I didn't want to spend the rest of my life doing that, quite frankly.
No, I quite understand.
Yep, understood. This is a live call-in show, ladies and gentlemen. If you have a question or comment for Ed, you're welcome to call in at 800-313-9443. And that website for Major Dames is learnrv.com. Learn Romeo Victor.com. Find out anything you need to know there at that website to get started. To become a remote viewer yourself, we need to stress you do not need any psychic abilities whatsoever to do this, do you, Ed?
We're all born with this as an innate faculty. It's just like we're all born with the ability to learn a language. But unless we're introduced to a structured language, whether it's Chinese or German or English, you will never be able to communicate other than in grunts and whistles and those kinds of things. You have to have a structure. And what we discovered in the laboratory is the structure for how unconscious communicates to conscious awareness, which is only done normally in hours of sleep where it's very messy, or in moments of revelation or inspiration. But that's all. Here we're able to control it and turn it into a skill. It's a standardized procedure.
Absolutely amazing. Huh?
It is amazing.
That sounds marvelous. I'm breaking up real bad. Well, maybe I should call in on the toll-free number myself here. And if we have a break coming up soon, I'll do that. In the meantime, I'll deal with Skype, and everybody will be attempting to hear me. Let's see. Where do we go from here? What project do we have right now?
If you have callers that have questions, I'll take the shots.
Okay, well, we don't have any callers on hold that I'm aware of.
Okay, then let me talk about what remote viewing is and what it's not. Because I think people need to understand this. When we work, it's a state of high attention. Our eyes are open. We're sitting at a table and with sheets of white paper and a pen. The protocols that that are structured. What these protocols do is they lock onto a target, a person, a place, a thing, or an event, and unconscious holds contact with that target and begins to describe it. But as it does this, and this is direct knowledge, for instance, I've trained some of the world's leading doctors, the world's leading orthopedic surgeon, the world's leading ear doctor, to solve intractable problems using unconscious. So it's direct knowledge. Thinking and analysis are out the window. This process does an end run around the thinking process. There is no thinking allowed for 45 minutes. All you do is you take the data in a very structured way. And so the end run around the thinking mind also prevents imagination from entering the picture. Psychics can't do this. They don't have a structure. They're not disciplined. They have no rigor. This process is very much like playing the piano. When you play the piano, if you stop and think about the note you just played and how it sounded, and you get caught up energetically in the note, the music will stop. So in our process, we have in a metronomic fashion, we allow unconscious to pass data, perceptual data, to conscious awareness, and we write this down and we sketch both those things throughout the 45 minutes. At the end of the 45 minutes, we can look at the data that we have just like a jigsaw puzzle. Each moment we collect another piece of the jigsaw puzzle, and then at the end of the session, now we're free to think and put the pieces together. And that what we have then is an accurate description of our target without the overlay of imagination or analysis, your analytical mind or your ego getting in the way. It's pure. Just pure. It's direct knowledge of a target.
Well, that's pretty amazing, Ed, and it's an education for all of us. We got our first caller here, Steve from California.
Hello, John. Gentlemen, how are you?
Good, thank you.
Go ahead.
John, I got a question specifically for you because of your Green Beret experience, and I remember the 60s quite well. Do you think, either of you actually, that there is an agenda with the government to cause a race war in this country utilizing the military? And I ask this for a serious reason. All the plans that are in place for the North American Union and all of that, they won't happen without martial law. Everything that has been done to try to provoke martial law has failed. But if I'm reading things like Ruby Ridge properly, and what was done to Randy Weaver, which was a crying shame, you know, it's like they're trying to provoke and invent something that isn't there in order to make it as an excuse. And
okay.
I'm really interested in what you think about that.
Okay, I'll address that, Steve. Pay attention to what Ed and I are talking about here, about what will be happening in the near future. Any one of these scenarios, whether it's violent, rapid earth changes, whether it's a flu pandemic or whether it's a international economic collapse, any of these by itself, let alone two or more together, would create the conditions where martial law would be the right thing to do and the proper thing to do. And you would do it, Steve, and I would do it if we were in charge, because it would be the right thing and the proper thing to do once society started getting out of hand. I hope that answers your question.
Okay, are you saying it would be the right and proper thing to do because in the sense of under normal auspices, and that is the thing that we would expect from a lawful and honest government, or are you saying that that is the excuse that they would use when they have provoked it?
Whether the cause is a created provocation, or whether the cause is a spontaneous event as a result of economic collapse or bird flu or the oceans are coming up really fast. The result is the same. You have conditions where martial law would have to be implemented to maintain order.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, in that case, then, I have to say this. If it is something that is provoked by the government are those people that think they own the government, and they really don't because it is a government of constitutional law,
right,
then I would have to say that that would be an unlawful, unconstitutional thing to
try
to attempt.
It would be. An unintentional provocation would be a crime. Right.
Exactly. And I would also say this. Any decent flag...
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. 9200.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code CLUBRADIO when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to SafeCastleRoyal.com. That's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up at 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's Energy-Swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon. Your service to EnergySwap.com. Nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's Energy-Swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
John Moore is as close as your telephone. Call him right now. 1-800-313-9443.
It's about out of time. Steve, are you still there, sir? Steve?
Hello, John. How are you?
Yeah, we need to wrap this up. Do you have any final comment before we move on here?
Yeah, we all, sworn or unsworn militia, are absolutely to be faithful to the Constitution. Anything else is not required of us. In fact, we should prevent it in any way that we possibly can lawfully.
Absolutely.
No, I agree.
We agree. Call him next week if you would.
Okay.
Okay, right. Ed, are you still there, sir?
Ed, I'm here.
Okay, let's get your website out address, please.
Well, that's learnrv.com.
Simple.
And I'd like to point out, if people want to find me, I teach every day. If they push on, hit the forums button, that's where I teach my students. If anybody needs to get in touch with me and see how I operate and teach, that's where they'll find me. That's where I am in cyberspace.
Outstanding. Well, you're reachable, and you have excellent line of products here. I want to encourage everybody, ladies and gentlemen, to if you're going to get one thing, get this Kill Shot DVD. You need this DVD. It's very helpful. We had a caller asking about where would you be a crispy critter on this planet? Where won't you be? These entities are building these shelters underground because there is no safe place otherwise. Is that an accurate statement, Ed?
It's pretty accurate in terms of belts that will be heated. The atmosphere will be heated greatly over time, over weeks at a time, and you need to be if you're in one of these rotisserie zones, you're going to have to be underground for days at a time, so in some cases, just to protect from the heat.
Amazing. And how hot's it going to get?
Well, it's going to get pretty hot. We're going to have solar flares to the point where the protons, the mass, which takes about 2 days to reach us from the sun, is going to push right down to the Earth's deck. It's going to punch right through our protective magnetosphere, our protective layer. The shields on Earth will go down, using a Star Trek analogy.
Right.
So all that mass is going to turn into heat on the Earth's surface.
You're talking about heat in degrees Fahrenheit or radiation heat?
I'm talking about regular radiant heat, not radiation.
Amazing.
Yeah, very, very hot. Very hot.
And that mean like more than 100 degrees?
Yes, much more.
More than 200?
I don't think more than 200, but that's a guess.
Oh, scary stuff.
So you need to obviously, you're going to need, and people in those zones are going to need to be 30 feet under minimally.
Amazing. Well, God bless you, Ed Dames, for your work and your products you've made available to everybody, and continue your work. There's so much to talk about. We're going to have you back on my show here probably in about 4 weeks or so, and we'll cover some new territory. Are you agreeable to that?
I can do that.
Okay, we appreciate that.
Unless I get an emergency.
Well, I understand, and life is like that, and I have emergencies come up.
Since 1980.